This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity, but they're only available from healthcare practitioners. But they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, which means you have the entire hour to access me. You can come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose your question or share a comment. The number is 877-726-8255. 877-726-TALK is the number, and we'll be taking some of your calls in just a moment. Continuing on the theme of somewhat alarmist clickbait headlines that can increase our paranoia, our germ phobia, our agoraphobia. You know, we're all germ phobics and agoraphobics now. We are mortally afraid of germs. We're washing our hands compulsively, and, you know, for good reason. I mean, there's something to be said for suitable precautions and wearing masks and social distancing, but for some, it's paralyzing fear. They don't want to go outside for fear of contracting the virus. There's agoraphobia. Agoraphobia technically means, it comes from the Greek, the agora, which was the gathering place in ancient Athens where people would get together. And agoraphobia means fear of going out in public. Well, we've now inculcated on a mass scale agoraphobia, and headlines like this do not help. Face mask during sex, new study suggests. And it is from a plausible-sounding website entitled wellnesscaptain.com. They have helpful hints on how to undertake a healthy diet and exercise, but they've got an article here that says, face mask during sex, new study suggests. And the pitch is, can you get infected with new coronavirus if you have sex? This question has been on many people's minds since the coronavirus outbreak, but has been left unanswered for a while until now. And what they're saying here is that it is very likely that having sex could spread the coronavirus. They attribute this statement to a group of researchers from Harvard University. Doesn't get any better than that. Harvard University, they've concluded this in a recent study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. According to the new study, couples can prevent the spread of the coronavirus if they take certain precaution measures in the bedroom before, during, and after having intercourse. The main one would be wearing face masks and avoid kissing each other. They also say that it's a good idea to shower before and after sex, as the virus can potentially be found in the semen of infected people. They also suggest avoiding oral sex, as well as, quote, cleaning of the physical space with soap or alcohol wipes. So, you know, usually these articles are based on something. So I went to the original article in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and nowhere, no how, are they suggesting that people who are in stable relationships, who've been quarantining together for weeks upon weeks and who have been well and not tested positive for the coronavirus, that they wear masks during sex. What they're saying is if you're going on Tinder or something like that, you know, you're picking up a date, you know, from some anonymous list, and you're having casual sex, well, maybe you should exercise precautions because, you know, you don't know what you're dealing with. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But by no means does this suggest that among people who have sequestered together and in a stable relationship, that they need must eschew kissing, must shower immediately after sex, and wear masks. I mean, wear masks if you like, if that's your kink, and, you know, it gets things kind of going for you in the bedroom. That'll make sense. But, you know, clickbait headlines sometimes can be misleading, but in this case, you know, can inflict harm because, you know, sex is a natural process and, you know, something that could actually help people relieve their boredom, loneliness, and isolation during the coronavirus pandemic. So we don't really want to put an extra onus on that important way of expressing affection. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we have one of the nice things about that number is, you know, say something occurs to you during the week, maybe you have a question, but you missed the show. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 and pose your question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I had a heart attack in January, and 2 days after that, I had a triple bypass, which went well, and I've been doing well since then. I've had follow-up EKGs. Everything was fine. I had normal sinus rhythm. I had another one about 2 weeks ago and got the same results and the same comments by the surgeon. But a week ago, I went for a follow-up consult with a cardiologist who, after his very thorough exam, said I had right-side heart failure. So I read your podcast on heart failure, and your guest said that he thinks it's the worst drug and it actually causes heart failure. So my question is, should I stop taking the statin? And if so, what do I do about my LDL and total cholesterol? My HDL and the triglycerides are fine. Is there some other way to compensate for that? And also, statins are supposed to help prevent second heart attacks. So I'm a little bit stuck between a rock and a hard place here is what to do.
Yeah, this is kind of a conundrum. So, you know, what I think you are referring to is a podcast I did with one of the originators of coenzyme Q10, who's really been a pioneer in the field. And he's also done a lot of research on, he's a cardiologist, and he's done a lot of research on the impact of statins on heart performance, and also the benefits of coenzyme Q10 in terms of reversing the adverse effects of statins on heart performance. But as a cardiologist, he's a little bit of an outlier, doesn't believe in using statins. And maybe when the consideration is heart failure that's very serious and that isn't reversed with high doses of coenzyme Q10, that in certain instances you should stop the statin. Now, this heart failure that these doctors detected is probably not that serious. It, you know, it took several visits and several doctors before one doctor said, well, you know, we detect some signs of heart failure. But often heart failure is heralded by shortness of breath, you know, difficulty with walking, exercise intolerance, extreme debilitating fatigue. And that's not happening for you, it sounds like. And there are benefits. I mean, look, statins are controversial because we put a lot of people on statins for prevention that never had heart problems, and maybe we're doing more harm than good because there are adverse effects of statins, and the benefits of statins for people for prevention are, you know, controversial. Let's put it that way. Not that well established. But it's pretty clear that if you've had pre-existing heart disease, and if you've had a bypass, that, I mean, it's standard practice to put people on statins. That doesn't necessarily mean it's right. Sometimes standard practices are wrong-headed and, you know, we'll rethink it years hence because it, you know, turned out to be, you know, deleterious. But there is a preventive benefit in people who have pre-existing heart disease and who've had bypasses. You know, the problem with these new blood vessels that they gave you, they, you know, took them either out of your saphenous vein in the leg or they took them out of your chest, that these veins do not behave as normal native coronary arteries. They tend to clog up much faster. And that creates the problem of, you know, what are you going to do? Have another bypass surgery? You don't want to undertake that. You know, usually one and done when it comes to bypass surgery. So you want to protect those replacement arteries. They're in fact veins, they're blood vessels that have been used to substitute for the coronary arteries. And, studies show that the biology of these arteries, renders them much more susceptible to cardiovascular disease much faster. It may have taken you, you know, 50, 60 years to get the first blockages. Well, you could get blockages again in, you know, 3, 5, or 8 years, with the new replacement, blood vessels. So it's warranted to take the statins. I wouldn't tell you, you know, based on this, quick radio consult to get off your statins because it's causing the heart failure. What I would tell you is you can take, truly high amounts of coenzyme Q10 or better yet, ubiquinol. You know, take, you know, 400, 600, 800, milligrams of, ubiquinol to support your heart function and you should be fine. You know, other things that support heart function, ribose, carnitine, magnesium, these are among the things that Dr. Stephen Sinatra, who really introduced the idea of using coenzyme Q10 clinically for heart failure, believes are great companion nutrients, ribose also, when you're trying to deal with heart failure. So, you know, don't go off the statin. Take some things to compensate for the statin. If the statin's having a minor effect on heart function, I doubt if it's really that big a player, and you should be fine. 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we return, we'll talk about a couple of innovations for dealing with coronavirus. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Do you suffer with chronic pain or you've taken risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, one of the things that makes me more confident about this coronavirus situation is, regardless of whether there's a second wave, I mean, that's controversial. We won't know until we know. And, you know, we're doing some measures to contain it, but we're, you know, basically opening up again and life is resuming. But we're getting better at treating the very sick patients with COVID-19. For a lot of people, it's just a matter of an inconvenience, or they're asymptomatic. They feel like they have a mild flu. For others, it's devastating. They have serious consequences. At least 30% of patients with hospitalized with coronavirus develop blood clots that block the flow of blood to their kidneys, heart, and brain, as well as the lungs. And that's a serious problem. And there's this cytokine storm that seems to overwhelm patients. And we've learned that putting patients on ventilators too early is a mistake. I mean, there was this hue and cry, ventilators, we need more ventilators. Well, all the ventilators in the world wouldn't have saved the lives of many of these patients, and the ventilators may have done them irrevocable harm. And other ways of oxygenating patients in a less invasive way might have been preferable. Now they've come up with a couple of solutions, and one comes from Israel. Researchers at Hadassah University Medical Center have discovered that patients with strong disease symptoms have high levels of something called alpha defensin. So that's nice to know, but what are the clinical implications of that? There is a drug that can significantly lower alpha defensin. It's colchicine. That's a very ancient drug. It just costs pennies per dose. It's used for the treatment of gout. And it comes from a plant, the autumn crocus. And you can actually see depictions of the autumn crocus in hieroglyphics in ancient Egyptian tombs. It has been used in medicine for not just centuries, but for millennia for the treatment of inflammation and gout. And it seems to be helpful for treating these patients, reducing their risk of blood clots. Also, there's information about dexamethasone, an old-fashioned steroid, which can reduce the cytokine storm. And again, a very inexpensive medication, so good news on that front. Well, you know, your body is made up of trillions of cells, and each one is continually hard at work to keep you healthy and resilient. And we talked about this last hour. To keep up with essential work, a sufficient supply of NAD, it's an essential molecule, must be available. But this critical cellular resource is not constant, so having safe, effective ways to boost our NAD is vital, especially during our current situation, because lifestyle influences such as poor diet, alcohol consumption, and lack of sleep, things we're likely to be experiencing more frequently today, can all decrease your cell's precious NAD supply. Various types of physiologic stress, including stress in the immune system, lack of exercise, can also deplete our NAD pool, but you can safely and effectively elevate your NAD levels with the cellular support supplement True Niagen Pro. True Niagen Pro contains niagen nicotinamide riboside, which works to boost your NAD. In fact, niagen is clinically proven to be safe, well-tolerated, and effective in boosting NAD. True Niagen Pro gives your hardworking cells exactly what they need to perform at their best and help you stay resilient. True Niagen Pro's ability to increase NAD is backed by multiple human studies. I recommend it to my patients and use it myself. To learn more about the research behind True Niagen Pro or to order, visit drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's True, T-R-U, drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. True Niagen Pro is cellular defense for life. 877-726-8255 for questions on today's Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's talk about seniors and COVID-19. According to statistics, 80% of the 110,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19 have been older than 65. And that is a very, very dire statistic, and suggests that additional precautions should be in place for people over that critical age. My personal definition of elderly is anyone who is 5 years older than myself. And that just keeps, you know, with each passing year, I keep shoving it down the line a little further so that, you know, when I'm 85, you know, I won't be elderly. But, you know, people 90 and above, they'll be elderly. But with this shelter-in-place warning, it's been very hard on seniors. No visitors, no grandkids. Have your stuff delivered, you know, just shove it through the door. Can't go to the senior center, can't go to physical therapy, no bridge games, no mall walking. And it's really placed a burden on seniors. They say here in this article, the same social distancing measures intended to shield seniors from infection can also isolate them and increase loneliness. And there's actually a very tangible health effect of that. There was an article back in 2012 in Journal of the American Medical Association, which found that adults who are lonely had a 59% increased risk of losing their independence and a 45% increased risk of dying. So loneliness can really kill. And so there was actually a congressional hearing last week suggesting that there must be an effort to improve awareness of loneliness as a public health crisis. And they're talking about all kinds of measures to keep the senior population safe, but at the same time to overcome their isolation. And, yeah, you know, Zoom meetings are going to do it. But, you know, I did a Zoom meeting with the family because we were commemorating the life of someone who'd passed away. And of course, there was no funeral possible, but we had a Zoom meeting to, you know, do the recollections. And it was okay, but it really wasn't that satisfactory. You know, it was all the sort of choppy and a lot of people interrupting, and, it just wasn't the same as being, with these people and having, you know, going off to one side of the room and having a conversation with someone that you haven't talked to in a long time. You know, all these people displayed, 10 people at once. And you had to keep, you know, sliding from one image to another to see who was talking. Sometimes people over talking, and it's just not the same, you know. So we got to, you know, really the imperative is let's, with prudent measures, get back to real life and overcome our social isolation. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number, and we have another of those recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Just wanted to know what your advice would be if you have a sleep problem, probably sleeping about 2 hours a night, and what you think about melatonin as a supplement to help with sleep disorder / insomnia. So I hope you can answer this question. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, you know, the answer is that, yes, melatonin can be helpful,
But, you know, this really is kind of characteristic of the way we view various health problems and even, you know, psychiatric and mental and mood disorders, is that for every ill, there's a pill. And while melatonin is certainly more benign and it's something that the body naturally produces, and therefore it's less likely to cause adverse side effects or dependency or unnatural sleep than, say, you know, a benzodiazepine, you know, like Ambien or something like that, which can result in people becoming hooked on it. And it also creates it knocks you out, but creates an unnatural sleep and then leaves you groggy. And studies show that if you use these sleeping medications, prescription stuff, year in and year out, there's a higher risk of dementia. So yes, melatonin is an appealing alternative. It's natural. But, you know, we're taking a kind of almost like a quick fix approach to a problem that's really complex. And sleep, hygiene is the study of, you know, how to facilitate sleep through natural methods. And what we want to do when we see people with sleep problems, let's figure out what's going on. Why are they having the sleep problem? Is it because of anxiety? Do they have erratic sleep habits? Is it a question of light exposure? And sometimes, you know, creating normal circadian rhythms can be helpful, or people taking a nightcap with alcohol, or people having foods that are pro-inflammatory. Inflammation affects the brain, and that actually can damage the sleep cycle. Ups and downs of blood sugar can actually affect sleep. Many of my patients who I take off of sugar and refined carbohydrates for other purposes, maybe to lower their triglycerides or to get them to lose weight or improve their blood sugar, they say, you know, not only that, I'm really glad to see my numbers are better, but I feel so much better, and I'm having refreshing sleep. My sleep is so much better now that I've stabilized my blood sugar. So yes, you know, so many factors involved. Iron deficiency is something that affects sleep. Magnesium deficiency affects sleep. You know, there's neurotransmitter imbalances that can be helped with B vitamins and some of the neurotransmitter precursors like tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan. And one of my favorite things to use these days for sleep problems is I really like to use CBD, cannabidiol, which is the non-THC component of hemp. It's, you know, hemp is a natural product. It's legal. It's not marijuana. But there are cannabinoids in hemp that have relaxing properties without making you feel stoned or groggy or, you know, like you're high. But I find CBD really, really helps my sleep. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you how deep my sleep has been. Even during this very, very stressful pandemic time, you know, with a lot of things on my mind and, you know, feeling kind of angry and claustrophobic, and fearful too, you know, CBD has a really nice, mildly sedating effect. And taking, a couple of capsules of CBD at bedtime for me has been marvelous for, not just knocking me out and making me fall asleep, but to give me kind of, you know, sustained sleep, through the night. So, you know, it's melatonin. Yeah, sure. You know, take, you know, 0.5 milligram for some people is enough to help sleep. For other people, it takes 2, 3, 5 milligrams of melatonin. There's no point in using higher doses to induce sleep, but we use higher doses actually for oncological purposes. For, certain cancers, it may, have a beneficial effect on, the prognosis of, prostate cancer. Breast cancer, perhaps even, you know, other, hormonally based cancers like, uterine cancer, high dose melatonin at 20 milligrams, even 40 milligrams. And what's interesting is that melatonin at those high doses, you think, oh my goodness, that's just gonna, I'll be asleep for a week. It doesn't do that. It reaches the threshold where it does support sleep. It's not that much of a knockout pill. Some people feel a little hungover from melatonin, but it's not, you know, something that's like taking an overdose of Valium. It's not going to do that. So, yes, melatonin plays a role in that. But I would prefer that this caller, if it's about this caller, get a full comprehensive workup on what are some of the, you know, components of her sleep problem, and in a really holistic way, take, you know, from lifestyle, exercise, anxiety, sleep hygiene, diet, nutrient levels, all those things figure in, and in order to get to a better natural resolution of the problem. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let me remind you that if you're suffering from frequent fatigue, well, it may not be just lack of sleep. It could be your mitochondria. And that's what product that I've been talking about for a long time, NT Factor, targets. It repairs mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. There's some really decent studies on this. It has an anti-aging effect as well. It's available in ProPacks. That's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs, plus fish oil. But let's say you have your favorite supplements and you just want to harness the power of NT Factor. Well, now there's Youthful Energy. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you with a unique, energy-supportive, pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. Don't go a day without it. And now, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you could still find ProPacks and Youthful Energy at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to their wonderful new website, ntfactor.com. They're very proud of it, so check it out. Very user-friendly. That's ntfactor.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let's talk about telomeres. What are telomeres? Well, the word telomere comes from the Greek telos, which means end, and meros, which means part. And telomeres are an essential part of how human cells, of our human cells that affect how our cells age. And they are like the plastic tips at the end of shoelaces, which are, by the way, they're called eyelets. That's a great little crossword puzzle word. When those plastic tips break off or fray, then your shoelaces deteriorate. They unravel. And the same thing happens on each strand of DNA because telomeres are the caps at the end of each strand of DNA that protect our chromosomes. And without coding, shoelaces become frayed. When telomeres are short, DNA strands become damaged and our cells can't do their job. And this is actually thought to be the aging clock. It's based on how long your telomeres are. You have longer telomeres, you're going to live long. If you have shorter telomeres, you might be more prone to disease and death. So there's tons and tons of research on, you know, how do we prolong the duration which our telomeres protect us. And in effect, you know, there are now ways to measure the length of telomeres. It's kind of like your aging clock. If you have short telomeres, well, you're in trouble. If you have long telomeres, good for you. Interesting study in this month's edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Ultra-processed food consumption and the risk of short telomeres. The study was done in Spain. They looked at 886 participants, more men than women, age 57 to 91. And what they found was those participants with the highest intake of ultra-processed food had almost twice the odds of having short telomeres compared with those with the lowest consumption of ultra-processed food. What are ultra-processed foods? They're industrial formulations of food-derived substances like pseudofoods. Oils, fats, sugars, starch, protein isolates that contain little or no whole food and often include flavorings, colorings, emulsifiers, and other cosmetic additives. They're low nutritional quality, high energy density, and unique non-nutritional attributes assembled into ready-to-consume hyper-palatable foods promote overconsumption. That's one of the best definitions I've heard of ultra-processed foods. And studies in the past have shown associations between sugar-sweetened beverages, alcohol consumption, processed meats, and foods rich in sugar with shorter telomeres. So this is the first study which looks at the association between ultra-processed food consumption with telomere length. And it pretty conclusively comes down on the side of if you eat a lot of junk, you're going to have shortened telomeres. Very, very cool study. And by the way, in another analysis with the same cohort of people, they found that ultra-processed food consumption was associated with a higher risk of depression, hypertension, overweight and obesity, and an all-cause risk of dying. Okay, so there you have it. There you have it. Ultra-processed food shortens your life, kills you. 877-726-8255. We have time for a question. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Marilyn. I trust what you say, that it's good to have a good immune system in shape. But recently on a radio program, I heard a reporter saying that it wasn't good to have too strong an immune system because that could lead to autoimmune diseases. That didn't quite make sense to me, but I've just been enjoying listening to your program today and wanted to leave this question. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. That's a great question, and it really is being highlighted by this current coronavirus pandemic, because on the one hand, we want a good immune system, a strong immune system, to protect us from the virus. On the other hand, the very self-same people who are succumbing to the coronavirus are dying because they have a hyperactive immune system. And so some of the proposed treatments are, you know, I mentioned earlier, dexamethasone. It's a steroid. It suppresses the immune system. But when you're very sick, you want to put the brakes on an over-exuberant immune system. They're even using powerful biologic drugs ordinarily used for conditions like rheumatoid arthritis in patients in the intensive care unit to calm down their overactive immune system. So, but it's a little simplistic to say that we don't want a strong immune system. Really, the immune system is not like a dimmer switch, you know, too high, too low, just right. It's a dimmer switch that's in, and I've used this analogy before, you may have heard me say this, it's in many, many dimensions, perhaps dozens, even hundreds of dimensions. What you really need is a balanced and supple immune system, an immune system that can resist infection, but at the same time doesn't start to overheat when confronted with a pathogen like a virus. It's actually not the virus that makes you sick. It's your own immune system response that causes a systemic meltdown and inflammation in your body. And you want to keep that in check. So what you want is a balanced immune system. Some examples of things that work in both ways. For example, vitamin D, great for patients with autoimmunity, but also great for fending off common infections like influenza. So it seems to have a duality of effects, balancing the immune system. Many nutrients like zinc work in a similar fashion. So no danger, you know, oh, you took too many supplements, now you're going to die of coronavirus. No, that's not how it works. That's overly simplistic. Well, okay, so this has been a great edition of Intelligent Medicine. Lots of great questions. Thanks for submitting them. 877-726-8255. If you want to record a question this week, we'll take it up next week or thereafter. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Download our podcast. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. And make sure you subscribe to our newsletter so you can be an even more informed listener to this program. Have yourselves a great weekend, and whatever you're doing, hope things normalize for you. Stay safe and well.